The Chief Executive of the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, Samuel Thompson, ISEL, has raised concerns about security consciousness in the country. He said Ghana faces a number of threats from terrorist financing activities, which he attributed to the number of immigrants from high-risk West African countries and reports of some Ghanaians joining terrorist groups. Mr. ISEL was speaking at a national risk assessment workshop in Accra. Nathaniel Nati reports.
National Risk Assessment is a program designed by the World Bank to prevent money laundering and the combating of terrorist financing in the country. The workshop is to assess Ghana's preparedness in tackling terrorist financing and what measures have been put in place to prevent such acts. Statistics from the World Bank indicate a rise in money laundering and terrorist funding across the globe. This gave credence to the establishment of the National Risk Assessment measures by all member states. It's emerged that Ghana is the only country in West Africa to have completed the program, with Nigeria not far behind. The CEO of the Financial Intelligence Center, Samuel Thompson ISEL, highlighted some recommendations arrived at from the assessment.
Government should enact new laws or amend existing ones relating to banking, insurance, to compare them to exact pecuniary sanctions to accountable institutions who fail to comply with AML CFT measures. We advise training in financial investigations for law enforcement agencies, prosecutors, and the judiciary to bring them to speed with the global fight against money laundering and trust financing. As we speak, Ghana does not have a single certified financial crimes investigator. We also advise that Ghana should take steps to improve the address classification systems. Other strategic deficiencies identified by the Intergovernmental Action Group Against Money Laundering in West Africa, called YABA, should be seriously considered and rectified.
The Deputy Minister of Finance, Mrs. Mona Kwarte, said the quest to prevent any attack on the country will require a collective effort of all stakeholders as well as the citizenry. She expressed optimism that the National Risk Assessment will live up to its objectives.
The threats posed by the activities of these criminals are not particularly restricted to any particular nation. In this regard, a concerted effort by all of us in the sub-region is very much necessary to eradicate the effect of the twin menace of money laundering and terrorism financing. It is therefore the hope of the government of Ghana that this National Risk Assessment will live up to its stated objective of providing guidance on the conduct of identifying and assessing threats and vulnerabilities of Ghana relative to the money laundering and terrorism financing.